erroneously or just for worldly things, but you want God to take you over. Now, we're going to add this morning to the dimension. We talked about seeing, hearing, and understanding. Okay. Those are things we want to happen to us this morning, as well as the people we're praying for. We're praying only for this service. What we're going to add to it is applied faith. Applied faith. Based on Hebrews 11 and 6. And I think the other one is where they didn't, the word did not profit them because they didn't mix it with faith. So now we're in the spirit realm now. We want to see, hear, and understand. Only the Holy Spirit can help us with that. That's what we're going to pray about. And then we want to apply faith to what we see, hear, and understand in the spirit. I'm still talking about holiness this morning, and I'll give you a secret about holiness. Holiness is a highway on the inside of you when you're praying, and so people have to go on the inside before they can come on the outside. So John, let's look at Revelation. We'll start praying in a minute. John, Revelation 1, what John said, which is a secret to us being able to break ranks, go into another dimension in the spirit, quitting normal, developing what I call an excellent spirit. If you want to write that down, Daniel had an excellent spirit. He didn't only had expectation, but he had an excellent spirit. Whether you know it or not, your life is in for a change if you. If you pay attention, you know, sir. We're going to pray Revelation 1:10 first. You ready? Let's read that. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Where I was?
In the spirit.
Cool. What that mean?
On the inside.
What else it mean? What does it mean? You could be out of the spirit. And then what happened? You don't see. You're blind. You're deaf. Come on. And I'm going to use a word now. And you're ignorant in the spirit. See? Unless you're in the spirit. So we've been having a lot of church not in the spirit. Well, it was in emotion, but not in the spirit. Stand up. What y'all doing? Well, sit down. What are you doing? Sit down, boy. Stand up. I understand. Stand up. I understand. But those who are able need to stand up. All right, let's read it. I was in the spirit. So he was in the spirit. What happened? What happened when he was in the spirit?
He heard.
He heard, right? All right, let's go. Somebody get to the altar. Let's go. We're going for the spirit. Lord, take me out of the flesh. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You remember that? So we're getting in the spirit, right? Shataka. I can't hear you. I said, we're getting in the spirit, right? Take me out of the flesh, Lord. So let me in the spirit. So I can hear, so I can see, so I can understand, and so I can operate in the spirit of faith. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit will help us. Don't take long, boy. Don't take long if you want to go in. Don't take long. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard. That means if I don't be in the spirit, I'm not going to hear nothing. Shaka ta 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 ta. People in the flesh don't hear what the Spirit is saying. Ka ha ha. Cha da da ba sha ka ta 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 ta. Oh. Ta 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 ta. Kura ba sa ta ta ta. Drag your soul in the Spirit. Ka ta 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 ta. Ka ta. Drag your soul in the Spirit. Ka ta la la ba sha ka ta ta. Kota la. Get your answer. Get your direction out of the Spirit. Ka ta ta ta. Get whatever you need. For shake today. Thank you for the Spirit world. Somebody lift their hand and praise. Thank you for the Spirit world. Holy Spirit, help us. Help the gifts. Help the fruit of the Spirit function. We're born of the Spirit. We're baptized in the Spirit. Holy Spirit, we recognize you. Help us. See, hear, understand. Rapa, apply faith. Glory to God. Shumbrata. Show me in the Spirit, Lord. Katata, divine direction. Rubba, divine answer. Rubba, basa, ya, 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 ya. Show me in the Spirit. Whoa, basa, ta, 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 ta. Koroba, basa, ta, 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 ta. Rubba, ba, 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 ba. Now listen, listen, listen. I'm going to use a term here. I want you to turn to the book of Jude now. I'm going to use a term. I heard it a few minutes ago. You're going to have to let the Holy Ghost knock you out the flesh. Yes. And that when the word minister, you start off, they start off singing, you know, they just start off, but then they get in the Spirit. I start off ministering, then I get in the Spirit. So you had to be able to shift so you'll be able to receive, because if we step out of the norm or the natural into the Spirit and you're still in the natural, you're not going to hear what's going on. So shifting. I think one of the words I'll use in ministry today is awakening. Come awake. Sometimes you could be sleeping in the Spirit. Not only was the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane asleep physically, I think mostly Jesus was saying they was asleep in the Spirit. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
And they were sleeping in the Spirit. A lot of things was going on in the Spirit world, and they were still in the physical land. And so every time you come here, you're supposed to get in the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit want to unfold your answer. Unfold your direction. Okay, unfold your solution. I mean, God, that's how omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God is. He know everything.
Yes, he does.
And so we're not missing no more opportunity. What I say?
We're not missing no more opportunity.
I'm going to hear what God's saying to me so I can operate in the Spirit in a deeper wisdom.
Yes.
Right, now look here in Jude, read the book right before Revelation. Now let us notice verse 19. We're going to pray there. 19, 20, and 21, because 21 said, keep yourself in love, the love of God. But notice verse 19, read. Now we're doing the opposite of that. See, we're separating ourselves by praying in the Spirit prior to this service. We'll be the prepared mat for people who are not here to walk on.
Amen.
They sit next to you. You'll be able to generate something to them in the Spirit, because they're not here to know what we're talking about. All right. So he said, these be they who separate themselves, a center having not the Spirit. Now he's talking about markers, M-O-C-K-E-R-S. But I read behind the Apostle Paul, we're supposed to be M-A-R-K. Yeah.
That's right.
Mark. When a person is marked, the markers can't stop them.
That's true.
See, the markers are in the flesh. Those who are marked by the cross of Christ, they're in the Spirit. You a marked one. Say, I'm a marked one.
I'm a marked one.
You see, because you're Christian. You can say it.
Yes, sir.
See, I told you, stop being scared of what happened outside.
Amen.
I'm going to train you how to take care of the outside.
Amen.
There are a lot of stuff going on outside. There's a deceiver on the outside.
Yes, sir.
But in the inside, you're a Christian.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes,
I am. Jesus.
All right, verse 20 now. Read.
But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
You notice I said now, well, we want to see, hear, understand, and apply faith.
Yes.
If the faith not applied, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That word, please them. You can't please God outside of the Spirit. So here he's talking about praying in the Spirit, but then he said, building yourself on your most holy faith. So there's a P there, please. Then over in Hebrews, I think it's the second chapter, the fourth chapter, where he talks about not mixing it with faith. The word did not profit them. Not mixing with faith. What kind of faith? Faith in the Spirit. You know, you just can't say, I got faith. Because you need the Holy Ghost to help you with your faith. So the spirit of faith, then 2 Corinthians 4:13. Look at that quickly. I'm just teaching you, I'm training my intercessors, I'm training you too, how to get in here. You pray the scripture.
Amen.
See, we're having the same spirit of faith. What kind of faith?
Spirit
of faith. See, the spirit of faith. So now it's not just on the outside trying to believe something.
Yes.
It's on the inside, and that something has become real to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Listen, it had become beyond fact.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Beyond facts.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When you operate in the spirit of faith, you're operating beyond facts.
Yes,
sir. I don't know if you heard that.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
See, the spirit of faith operates in the spirit of truth.
Yes.
It don't no matter what the facts saying.
Amen.
The facts are subject to change.
Yes.
What a life to live.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
See, and then you can keep in yourself in love. So let's pray this switch now. We're getting out of the sensual and we're getting into the spirit, because if you stay in the flesh, you remember what he said in Matthew 26:41? Go back over there quickly before we start praying. Matthew 26:41. Y'all help me. See? Read that.
Watch and pray.
Hold up. Enter not into temptation to miss what God said to me today. That's one of the greatest temptations you're going to have. To sit there and let somebody sit beside you, chewing bubble gum and start talking to you while God is speaking, and you miss your message.
Yes.
Amen.
It's all right to miss a play in a football game. But you don't want to miss no play here. Right, go ahead. Watch and pray that you enter not. Go ahead.
The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
The flesh is what?
Weak.
Weak.
Yes, it is. Yes, Lord.
How many of y'all know that?
I know.
Oh, Lord, do I know it. Do you know it?
Yes.
I just want to see how many people I got here with me. Oh, Lord, do I know it.
Help us.
Help us, yeah. Let's pray. Let's pray along that line. Shadaro basata ko shiki. Shumbristata. Get out this weak flesh. Kata ta. Tata. I will walk in the spirit. I will walk in the spirit. I will see in the spirit. I will hear in the spirit. I will understand in the spirit. I will operate in faith in the spirit. Hachatoro ko shata. Ararabasata ko shiki. Rabba saka shata ta. Rabba baba baba sata ra kushi. Dongiri dide. Dongiri dide. Dongiri dide ba shaka ta. Dongiri dide ba shaka ta ta. Rabba baba baba shaka ta 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 ta. Horro baba 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 baba. Barabasata, Koshekele, Mon Grosata, ya, 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 Koroma Mandereza, Tata, Zegedere Boro Baba Shaka. Soba, somebody lift a hand. Boro Baba, asking for help. Shatata, help me to walk in the spirit, see in the spirit, hear in the spirit. Korabashaka. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Shata, ta, ta, ta. Minister to our spirit. Dede boko shatana. Koro baba ya 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 yoko mandele boho ya. Seke na la ba ya ya yoko shan ya la la ma ya nyoba. Zede de 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 boro ba ya 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 ya. Listen, listen, listen. With all the spiritual dignity in you that you have, tell three people this is real. All right. Now turn to 1 Corinthians. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hey, some of y'all boys, bring me a handkerchief. Some of y'all boys, get me a handkerchief, Junior. Here's where we're shifting in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Now the shift being taking place. And that's why I'm out here. I was out here last Sunday. That's why I'm here this Sunday, because of the shifting. When you talk about walking in holiness, you have to walk from the inside.
Yes, sir.
See, people been trying to have holiness on the outside. You can't unless you're walking on the inside. And once you learn holiness on the inside, the Holy Spirit get involved with whatever you do. He check you, convict you. Make choices for you or with you, change things for you, you see? And you start walking from the inside. In other words, before you do anything, you consult your inside. You don't let your senses run you, your feeling run you. Facts, even facts, F-A-C-T-S, you don't let them run you until you check with the inside. When you check with the inside, then you become what the Father designed you to be. You overrule facts that does not contribute to the life of Christ. Some of y'all in here today, you need some facts you got to overrule. You've been trying to overrule them through prayer and through praise, but you got to overrule them from the inside. Once it gets changed on the inside, that glorious, now listen to me very carefully, that glorious supernatural camera called imagination, what you have on the inside of you that came from your image, will see it as it should be, and the law of attraction will draw it.
Oh my God.
Did you hear that? I went over, I went clean over some of you. I'm not talking to your head, I'm talking to your heart. See, see, one of your greatest asset of being in his image, he put a supernatural camera on the inside of you called imagination.
Yes. Yes.
When you permit your spirit to play a movie about your next move in your life. I'm gone now, y'all should have been in the spirit. So you see it before it happens. That's why you can't talk to everybody about it. Because they're seeing facts. You're looking at truth. If I just can get you on the inside, boy, you're going to go into a new world. I mean, and check everything from the inside. You can do that.
Yes, sir.
Check it from the inside. Sometimes, you know, you get caught out in the flesh, but the more you know, you'll come back in and say, oh, no. We'll deal with this from the inside. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse, we'll do a little praying now. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. See, I'm going back and forth, back and forth, to show you now that the 9th and the 10th verse on through that chapter, that's your chapter right there. I got to take you to another chapter in a few minutes. All right, read verse 9.
But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love
him. How many of y'all want to know what God prepared for you in any given situation? What is that verse talking about? Huh? What is that voice talking about? No, but what are you really talking about? You're talking about not seeing. Not hearing. Not understanding. With a Bible in your hand.
Yes, sir.
Just heard three sermons. He's talking about not seeing. It's talking about you can sit in here. They can sing songs in the spirit, play music in the spirit, preach in the spirit, and you don't see nothing.
Lord Jesus.
Talking about you had a good time. Who want a good time? Still broke.
That's true.
Still sick. House still all messed up. Family still all messed up. Dealing with facts. You can leave here not dealing with facts and go home happy. Truth overrule fact.
Right.
The glory come. That's why he said you shall know the truth. What? It'll set you free.
Yes.
Even when you're still bound up.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So that voice is talking about not seeing, not hearing, not understanding because you're in the wrong realm. Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You're in the wrong realm. See, so you won't see it in that realm. But it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Look what it says, the things which God had prepared for them that love him.
Yes, sir.
Every one of you love him. You love him. He loves you.
Yes.
But he can't get to you because the Bible says God is a spirit.
Yes, sir.
So he ministers to our spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
So you mean to tell me I could be in a service and don't see nothing?
Yes, sir.
Don't hear nothing?
Yes.
And don't understand? Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Mm.
That's why you're going to have them people who come in and not hear. Because they're not going to be, they sit next to you and they don't understand what happened here. That we're able to get in the spirit. Now look at the next verse, the 10th verse. Read it.
But God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
All right, right before we pray, there's a key word in that verse.
Reveal.
Reveal, please. Reveal. You heard it?
Yes.
Reveal. Say reveal.
Reveal.
If the Spirit does not reveal anything to you today, you will waste your time coming here.
Yes.
This is the house of revelation.
Yes.
So the key is reveal. Reveal truth. The revealed will of God. I need my revealed. Listen, I need my revealed answer.
Yes.
I need revealed direction.
Yes.
I need revealed choices.
Yes.
Come on, Claire.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right, I got it. What is not revealed, Satan can steal. Okay, how much scripture you got? Okay, how long you prayed? If you don't get it revealed to you, he can steal it. He cannot steal nothing that is revealed.
My Lord.
Well, that's a good rule. I never heard that before, man. That's why I like to get in the spirit. He can't. What have been revealed? You know, the thief come out, but the steal kid, he can't steal.
Right.
Why? It's out of his league.
Right. Oh my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You mean to tell me I can go out of Satan's league? Absolutely. The presence of God. He can come in the presence, but he can't function with God. He came in the presence with Job, but he can't function with God because God hadn't done for him.
That's right.
Thank you. So you know what I've happened here? You have come here and stopped all stealing in your life today. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad. You see what I'm saying? See, all you need is God to reveal to you what's going on, where to stand.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah. See, that the scripture says, be still and know I'm God. See, when things reveal to you, you won't leave too quick. You won't leave until God leads you. All right? Now, read verse 10 again. Let's pray a while. That's another word I want you to see. And we're going to start praying. D-E-E-P. Let's die. Let's dive. D-I-V-E. Diving in the Spirit. Deeper in the Spirit. Holy Spirit, take us deeper. Sata, in your will, in God's plan, God's purpose for each one of us to carry out ministry. Come on, press in the Spirit. Glory to God. All right, let me ask you a question now. I want you to be able to answer this question. Where was John on the Lord's day? Don't answer me out loud. Where was John on the Lord's day? Where you need to be on the Lord's day today?
In the Spirit.
I told y'all don't answer me. I know it's hard not to. Where was John? See, some people in here don't know that. Now, those of you who got here late, go to Revelation 1:10 if you weren't here at the beginning. But you're going to have to know this. I'm trying to bring them up. Now, watch what they say when I ask them, where was John on the Lord's day? Where was John on the Lord's day?
In the Spirit.
In the Spirit. Yes. Not in that dress. Thank God for that dress and that suit. But he was in the Spirit. On the Lord's day. And what happened to him? So if you're not in the Spirit, what's going to happen? You hear words. No meaning. You know, we talked about last week about weakness, meekness, and boldness. Don't even sound like they need to go together. But in the spirit realm, meekness and weakness creates boldness. Can you see that? Oh, some of y'all not in. Y'all don't see in the spirit realm. Meekness and weakness creates boldness.
Yes, sir.
How is that, Pastor? Well, what happened is your insufficiency leans on His sufficiency.
Yes, sir.
And therefore, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find grace and mercy to help in time of need. So this whole chapter in 1 Corinthians 2, this whole chapter is about the Apostle Paul exposing his weakness. And then the Spirit of God can move in and give you some insight. Now, there's no reason. I didn't know much about chemistry in school, but I was praying. My wife and I was going to a certain place, and she was kind of quiet, and so I just go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost, because then I open up and we'll talk. I prayed a certain amount of time, and the Lord said, "You're in my lab." I said, "Lab?" I thought, think about, yeah, you're in my lab where I make things, start making things. Praying in the Spirit take you in the lab of creation. You're creating. I said, he told me that. I ain't know nobody. I ain't read that in no book. He said, "You in my lab now. You got in my lab." In other words, you and I are going to create some stuff. So you just found out something else now about your creative ability is in the Spirit. When you're praying in the Spirit, you're in a lab, and you and God are putting some stuff together.
Glory to God.
That couldn't naturally happen to a natural person, but it can happen to you because you're in a chemistry lab with God. In the Spirit. And then he said to me, it's a Holy Ghost lab. And so in a few minutes you're gonna be creating. We start praying again. I want you to know now, when you're praying in the Spirit, you're in a creative mode. Good God Almighty. You create your healing. You create what your faith believing for. You become a co-creator with God. Oh, somebody holler loud. A co-creator with God in the Spirit. See, you can't do it in the flesh. But when you get over in the Spirit, your image and your divine nature.
Jesus.
Become properly connected to God. And then you're no longer a human being. You're a supernatural being. How many of y'all need to create some things in your life? Yeah, you, God, some things you've been acting for, God's been telling you create it.
Yes.
Oh, my So we're creating right now. We're creating an atmosphere. Let's create an atmosphere for creation. And that whatever anybody needs when they come in here, be created in their life. Shaka-ta-ra-ra-ba-shaka. Ah! Oh, my. Shaka. Shh. Oh! Ta-ta-ra-ra-ba-shaka-ta-ta-ta. Ka-ra-ra-ba-shaka-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Ra-ba-shaka-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra- Hold up. What you doing now?
Creating.
I can't hear the rest of y'all.
Creating.
See, don't be afraid of it.
Amen.
Because it's really not you doing it.
Amen.
It's you yielding to a power that is greater than you. But let's create answers and direction for people who will hear the message today.
Thank you, Lord.
All over the world, they're listening.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's create the atmosphere that just a few more minutes. I know the time, but don't be just look at the clock on me. That's what y'all too much with time. You get in the spirit. Time don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
Time is the flesh.
Yes.
Eternal is the spirit. Abundant is the spirit. I feel the presence of God. Now, I read a book, a secular man said, but it's true. If you don't become obsessed with God, you're going to be average. Just make up your mind. You won't be an average Christian. Just get your Bible, mark it up a little bit, and pray a few minutes. And don't pay no attention. You know, just say, I'm in there. But if you want to press through when it looks like nothing happening. You know, I look at this question. Aren't you tired being average?
Yes, sir.
We get obsessed then.
Yes, sir.
You know, almost when you love God and you're happy about God all the time, people just look at you kind of funny.
Sure.
You look all you want. I'm going to be you look all you want. I had to almost learn this from a secular teacher that he's obsessed with his business, obsessed with success. And why can't I be obsessed with God?
That's right.
So if you walk over me and praying in tongues, I'm not going to hide it from you. I'm going to finish my syllable. All right, let some more people come to altar quickly, and we're gonna close out. We just go right into it. Lift your hand. Let's pray this last segment here for the atmosphere to be right for everybody. That you pray over the musician. The musician gonna be ministering to us. The choir, praisers gonna be ministering to us. The greeters need gonna be ministering. Ushers, and I'll be ministering to you the word of God. Let's get the atmosphere right for that. Shout out to my and fall in love with one another the right way. Holy. Shout out. Expect the best. And Rababa, expect the best. Shout out to Baba Satanto Doko Shata. Rababa, respect the Holy Ghost. Respect the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, we respect you. Shout out to Satara Kosha. And thank you, the Baba Kosha, for helping our infirmity. Oh, Holy Ghost, thank you. Shout out for holy, 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 holy time. I receive right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Get yourself together for service, whatever y'all got to do. Ministry of Help, y'all take care of business. You can move this table, son. Bring the pulpit back up. Hallelujah.